The Bush administration's Commerce Secretary has ordered his department's Economic Development Division to focus its energies and grant money on areas that have been hit hard by manufacturing job losses. Plant closings and layoffs, plus a close outcome of the 2000 election, combined to make Wisconsin a battleground state for this November's elections. The Assistant Commerce Secretary for Economic Development was in Mercer and Darlington to hand out million-dollar checks. David Sampson says the communities will split $2.4 million. Mercer and Darlington will use the money to build roads and utility infrastructure to attract business.
In the case of Darlington, for example, their existing business park only has two lots left, and they simply do not have the available ready-to-go sites to show the businesses that have been contacting them.
The Bush administration has come under attack for not doing enough to encourage job growth, but Sampson says there's evidence tax cuts are ending the so-called jobless recovery. He cites newly released figures that show a drop in first-time unemployment claims, and Sampson says there's more.
The productivity numbers that just came out are starting to flatten off. What that means is that businesses have eked out about as much production as they can given the current workforce. And so that bodes well for hiring.
Also, Sampson says inventories are at historic lows. He says that means businesses will have to pick up the pace of manufacturing. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.